Rob Oakeshott is the independent for the seat of Lyne and joins me from further north than most of us usually get to. Rob Oakeshott, congratulations, first of all.
Yeah, thank you, and I assure you there's plenty of Melbourne holiday makers who come to Port Macquarie.
Well, there are, and it's not as if it's a different country. It's part of the same country, but you'd be forgiven for thinking that people have completely different priorities. Let's run through, if we could, please. What did you mean when you said on the 7:30 Report special edition last night that you're interested in good governance?
I know, it's a scary concept, isn't it? It's actually the original concept of why we have a parliament. And look, in my view, Australian public policy is failing in that it's become strictly about a red team or a blue team, two political tribes fighting over becoming ministers or a prime minister. And even the example of the last parliament where it got down to a gang of four running the show. What that means is the power and authority of all 150 members of parliament that people invest in, like last weekend, is lost, and their power is gained by, you know, the head office of the red team or the blue team, the vested interests who are funding those activities, and, you know, policy is decided by the latest whims in the latest poll. And we can do better than that. And so any sort of reinvestment in the original concept of a parliament and getting some authority back on the floor of a parliament, getting some power back to local members of parliament, I think is a reinvestment back in the concept of the people, by the people, for the people, not where we've ended up over the last few years, which is a focus on the of the party, by the party, for the party. We can do better, and here's the opportunity to try and achieve it.
You know, you almost sound word for word like the three independents that handed Steve Brack's power instead of Jeff Kennett back here in Victoria a decade ago.
And is that a compliment or an insult?
It's an observation because, of course, they said they stood for the same principles and for some time, in fact, they held the government's fate in their hands. But once they no longer held their fate in their hands, the government's fate in their hands, things went back to how they'd been before.
Yeah, and look, Anne, I'm a realist. I know that's the challenge. And all I can do is, in a moment like this, encourage as much as possible my parliamentary colleagues to think about our system of government. This should be an issue that isn't just about me and Tony Windsor and Bob Catter. This should be an issue of the moment that involves 150 members of parliament working out how, in the best way, for the best reasons, which is the national interest, we can have a confident and majority, a confident government with a clear majority for the next 3 years, a government that can deliver real outcomes for Australia on important issues. Unfortunately, I'm hearing some Monday experts trying to still bang on about which political party deserves to be given a clear majority rather than spending a bit of time and reflecting on the message that the ballot box sent on Saturday. And in my opinion, that message was loud and clear. Australia has been underwhelmed by the political process and by the political parties, underwhelmed by leadership changes, underwhelmed by reports that lots of time, effort and money is spent on and failing to bring through recommendations through the parliament. So if this is an opportunity that can start to address some of those process questions, we will get better government across the board, we will get better outcomes for the nation, and local members will actually be able to represent their local constituencies much better than what they have been in the past. And I think that's good for all of us, regardless of what political brand we bring to the parliament.
Rob Oakeshott, you also sound as if you're echoing some of the comments of the Greens, and from a Melbourne perspective, of course, a big swing towards the Greens, in particular in Melbourne and across Victoria. So have you had a chat to the Greens?
Look, I haven't yet, and I'm not sure whether that's a compliment or an insult either. But what that is saying is, you know, there is an opportunity here for the Greens, for example, to come to the party, for the crossbenchers to work together. The conversation so far with Tony Abbott and Julia Gillard are both genuine and heartening that they get it in regards to working on consensus politics rather than adversarial politics. And so I am heartened by where we are today. The only worry of the moment is some of the foot soldiers still staying loyal to the political party brand. If we can manage and control them over the next week or two, from, you know, hitting the fear button about instability, and rather than doing that, exploring the opportunities of better government, then this is a really exciting time and could be a bit of a game changer in regards to engaging the Australian population in public policy debate like it hasn't been engaged before.
Don't you enter these negotiations, though, with one eye looking over your own shoulder to see whether or not, if you get it wrong, there's a backlash that costs you your seat in the Parliament next time round, and that could be sooner rather than later?
No, because, you know, my responsibility as a representative is to represent without fear or favour. My job description is a simple one, to advocate and lobby for my local electorate and to, with a second hat on, do what I can for my country through the Parliament. And that is a job description that applies to every Member of Parliament. We can't be fearful of constituency, and we can't be fearful of the decisions we take. Because if we are, we shouldn't be in politics. So we need to weigh up all options. We need to negotiate carefully through this process, but we need to do it with one core value in mind, and that is stable government for the next 3 years. If we are negotiating on behalf of a political party or on behalf of some self-interest, then we should give the game away tomorrow.
What if you were offered the position of Speaker?
Look, that is exactly the point I'm making, is that negotiations have not even begun. We need to weigh up the final makeup of the Parliament, and I don't walk into this with any wants, any needs other than what I lobby for at a local level. It would be unlikely that the Speaker's position would be offered, I think, and it would also be unlikely that it would be accepted. So we can speculate about all the self-interest questions. We can speculate about all the political party questions as to who, you know, Julia Gillard or Tony Abbott's going to be Prime Minister. But in the end, this week and next week, we need to just draw breath, cool heads, and focus on the national interest. And if we do that, we'll get a good outcome for this nation, regardless of any of those self-interest or political party questions. And I just encourage all 149 other colleagues to please participate in this process in a sensible way, focusing primarily on that national interest question.
I salute you for the stance that you're taking, and the nation's future, immediate future, is in your hands. Not to want to in any way put too much weight on your shoulders, but it sounds as if their shoulders well suited to the task. Thank you for your time this morning, and good luck.
Thanks, appreciate it.
From Port Macquarie, Rob Oakeshott, the member for Lyne, and one of those who will determine how the nation is to be governed.